Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus' miraculous healing of a deaf man with a speech impediment, showcasing his ability to heal and liberate people from various afflictions. Today's Bible verses are from Mark chapter 7, verses 32 to 35, and people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," and the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed and he spoke plainly. That's Mark chapter 7, verses 32 to 35.
In the days of Jesus, there were a lot of different beliefs when it came to illnesses like deafness and muteness. Some people thought that these conditions were punishments for sin, while others believed that the people afflicted were possessed by demons. Either way, it was a really tough time for those who suffered from these conditions. They not only had to deal with the physical limitations, but also the social ones as well. But in the midst of all this, there is one particular story that stands out. People brought a deaf man with a speech impediment to Jesus. They had heard about his miracles and believed that he had the power to heal. So they begged Jesus to lay his hands on the man and make him well again. Jesus, always having compassion for those in need, took the man away from the crowd. Maybe he wanted to give him his full attention or create a more intimate setting, and then something incredible happened. Jesus looked up to heaven and let out a groan, and in that very moment, the man's ears were opened and his speech impediment was completely gone. Just like that, he could hear and speak clearly. Imagine the sheer joy and amazement that filled not only the man's heart, but also the hearts of those who witnessed this incredible healing. This story would have had a profound impact on the people of that time. It revealed Jesus as someone who had the power to not only heal physical ailments, but also to forgive sins and overcome the forces of darkness. For those who believed that deafness and muteness were signs of punishment or possession, seeing Jesus heal would have challenged their beliefs. It would have made them rethink their understanding of these conditions and realize the true power that Jesus possessed to bring healing and restoration. This story serves as a reminder to us today as well. While we may not be physically deaf or mute, we all have areas in our lives where we need healing and restoration. Just as Jesus had compassion for the deaf man, he has compassion for each one of us. He invites us to come to him with our struggles, knowing that he has the power to transform our lives. So, let's take a cue from the people who brought the deaf man to Jesus. Let's seek him with faith and belief, knowing that he can open our ears to hear his voice and remove any speech impediments that prevent us from boldly speaking his truth. May this story serve as a constant reminder that Jesus is not only our healer, but also our forgiver and liberator. In a world where we often face limitations and challenges, it's comforting to know that Jesus is there for us, ready to bring healing and restoration to our lives. So let's approach him with humility and faith, trusting in his power to make us whole. And may we always remember that Jesus came not only to heal our physical ailments, but also to set us free from the spiritual bondage that weighs us down. So let's be encouraged by this story and let it inspire us to seek Jesus in our own lives. Let's believe that he has the power to do miracles and transform our circumstances. And let's trust in his compassion and love, knowing that he is always there for us, ready to bring healing and restoration.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude and faith. We thank you for the story of the deaf man with a speech impediment, a powerful reminder of your compassion and healing power. Just as you opened his ears and loosed his tongue, we ask that you open our hearts and minds to your presence. Lord, we acknowledge the areas in our lives where we need your healing touch. We bring before you our struggles, our pains, and our challenges, trusting that you have the power to restore and transform us. Help us to seek you with faith, knowing that you are always ready to bring healing and renewal. May we be reminded that your compassion and love are boundless. As we face our own limitations and obstacles, give us the courage to come to you, believing that you can work miracles in our lives. Help us to hear your voice clearly and to speak your truth boldly. Thank you, Jesus, for being our healer, forgiver, and liberator. Fill us with your peace and strengthen our faith as we walk with you each day. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for spending this time in reflection and prayer. May the blessings of our Lord surround you and guide you each day. Share this message with your friends and family, and may it bring comfort and inspiration to them as well. Goodbye for now, and may God's peace and grace be with you always.